We have such great talent here, don't we? The most wonderful, wonderful talent. We are so blessed here. Not long ago, a psychologist conducted a survey of 3,000 people here in this country. And he only had one question he wanted to have a response to. And that is, what do you have to live for? What do you have to live for? He was shocked to discover that 94% of the respondents were simply enduring the present. Only 6% were happy with where they are. 6% of 3,000 people. Now, he wanted to deepen the responses they had, and he said, some of them were waiting, or a lot of them were waiting for something good to happen for once in their lives. Some said they were waiting for next year to be better. Anybody here relate to that? Some were waiting for tomorrow. Some were waiting for a better time. Some were waiting to die. Some were waiting for things to change on the outside. All of these folks, 94% of them, were waiting for the outer world to make their lives better. That they were not taking any responsibility at all for what they were going through. They're saying, it's all out there. And when things are better out there, they'll be better for me. They no doubt are still waiting, even though this was a few years ago. If we think things are going to be better on the outside, we may be waiting for quite a while. The truth of the matter is that we know here in Unity is that God works in the now moment. God will not change the past. We can change our outlook and our attitude about what happened. But the past has already happened. That's why they call it past. It's already happened. It's gone. And God does not work in hypothetical future situations. We create our future today. How do I want it to look later? I have to create that within my own heart and my mind. The point of power is now right here where I am at this very moment. Now, certainly, we prepare for the unfolding of our good, as I said. We have tools that we use in Unity. We picture it. We use our imagination to see it exactly as we would like to have it. We plan for it. We have the goals. We feel joy and we feel enthusiastic about them coming forth, even though we haven't seen them yet. As I mentioned before, Jim Carrey said, I've been manifesting my whole life. He came in with this gift of saying, I want a bike. There's a bike. I want $10 million. Here's the $10 million contract. Some people are very good at that. Other people, we're learning. We're learning how that happens. But the good comes according to our consciousness of having the good. It's a result of where I am right now, this very moment, today. Where you are today is a result of your belief system yesterday, the day before, the week before, your whole life. Your whole life has brought you to this moment. You can pray, you can affirm, we can do treasure maps by putting pictures up on the wall and other preparations, but we have to have faith that the good is unfolding for us at this very moment if we want to see it. As our morning affirmation reminds us, I am filled with the pure light of divine joy. That's not a good idea, that's just not a pretty sentiment, that's the truth of who you are. You are already filled with the light of God, the joy of God. The creative power of God is here right now, illumining your life and revealing what we all need to do next to have that wonderful and terrific life. But it's only in potential until I call it forth, until I say, yes, this is the truth of who I am. It's like we have to flick on the switch, the electricity. If we don't doubt the electricity is going to go to help us to turn the switch on. When we turn it, we have faith that the electricity is going to work. We had faith that that was going to work. And then it knocked over and it broke the bulb. We didn't stand around going, oh my gosh, there's no light. We went out and got another bulb. And we put it in and it worked. That's the way it works. We co-create our lives with God. God is the electricity. And Matthew went out and got us a bulb and brought it back. Ta-da! Light. Let there be. So it's up to you to turn the light on. If your light is broken, what do you need to do to fix it?
I know.
It's not always fun, but we have to do it. The truth is you do deserve to have a wonderful life. You deserve to have a life of joy, a life free from pain, a life of creativity and abundance, a life of your own choosing. You get to choose your life and how it's going to work. A life where you cannot wait to get up and get on with it, because that's why you're here. No matter what the seeming limitation may be. Today we're celebrating Hanukkah as well as Christmas, and that's what that menorah is about. 2,200 years ago, the Hebrew people knew that with God there was nothing they could not do, even though they were facing a lot of problems under the Greek and Syrian rule. Even though Alexander the Great pretty much left them alone to do what they wanted to do, a new king came along by the name of Antiochus IV, and he wanted nothing more, nothing less than the decimation of the Jewish culture. Not the Jews per se, but their way of life. He wanted them to become Greek. And if they refused to become Greek and affirmed that they were Greek, then they would be executed. So Antiochus came into Jerusalem and he put a statue of Zeus in the temple and he forced the Jews to bow down before it under penalty of death. Now imagine, today we have a hard time imagining that, but imagine, if you will, if we came here this morning and there was a statue of Pat Robertson. And you were told you must bow down before Pat Robertson and worship him. That's, you get a little bit of the idea of what they were going through. So Antiochus came into Jerusalem, put up the statue, and he outlawed Jewish ritual, beginning with observance of the Sabbath, which was number one, and circumcision, and then everything else from there. But a few miles outside of Jerusalem, a group of Jewish rebels called the Maccabees had enough of being abused by this guy. They knocked down the Greek statues and they attacked the Greek soldiers. They attracted others to their cause and they drove back the heavily armed battalions of Syrians. They were winning. Antiochus tried to retaliate by sending more soldiers, but the Hebrews were victorious over them too. One day they won, they reclaimed Jerusalem, and they went to the temple to clean it up. They had turned the Syrians and the Greeks had turned the temple into a barn, a huge barn filled with animals. Now, part of the daily ritual was the lighting of the menorah, but the supplies they needed weren't going to be there for days, and there was only enough oil for one day. But that didn't stop the Jewish people from celebrating getting their home back. So what did they do? For 8 days, they partied. They had such a blowout. It was the most joyful celebration Jerusalem had ever seen. They were so filled with joy, they didn't even go to bed. Remember that when you were 20? Yeah, exactly. That's what happened. They had a huge blowout. They just kept drinking and partying and dancing. And in the middle of the celebration, though, somebody noticed that the lamp had not gone out. It was burning and kept burning and burning for days on end, and it continued to burn for 8 consecutive days and nights until the oil showed up. When the oil was delivered, the light went out. It was decreed from that time on that Hanukkah would be a joyful reminder of the victory of the Jewish people over religious persecution. And it was a time to celebrate the power of God. The story also reveals that the Jews went to the Greek camp after running them off, and they walked away with all the gold and all the jewelry and all the rich fabrics that they could carry. Another wonderful metaphysical lesson that the good is waiting for us. The good is waiting for you. When you're joyful and you reclaim your life, the good is there. We have more than enough good when we put God first in our lives and know that we're not going to get our good from outside of ourselves. It comes from God, from the awareness of our good, and then it appears on the outside. Our prosperity will flow so powerfully when we let God reveal exactly what it is and how it's going to come to us individually. That oil that burned for 8 days represents the power of God infused in our soul. But what the people had to take their minds off it. They had to party and celebrate their lives and let God do the rest. If you focus on the oil runs out. Your job is not to worry and fret about where the oil is going to come from. Your job is to celebrate. When we focus on God, when we focus on joy and not on the stuff, the joy brings forth the good you're looking for that much quicker. So the key to our joy continuing to burn bright into our lives is to continue to party, to continue to celebrate your life here on the planet. Live your life gratefully and happily that God truly is at work, that God is moving in and through your life, revealing what to do. You know, I love to ask you what Jesus' first miracle is. Remember? Turning water into wine. We really need to think about that. His first miracle was to prove the truth of joy. They said, "You saved the best for the last. How great is that?" And he did it not to prove that he could do tricks. He didn't perform the first miracle to say, bow down and worship God and be afraid. No, the first miracle was party on. This is big stuff. We don't hear about this in church. You don't go to church and say, party on. We do here. That's who we are. We are the party church. The first message of God is to party and rejoice because that's why you're here. If you're not rejoicing and having a great time, you're not doing it right. You're not allowing God free flow. That's proven by the truth of Hanukkah. 8 days they partied, the light kept coming and coming and coming. But we have a belief that I have to be without for some reason. For some reason, we believe it's not holy to party. It's not holy to be in joy and to love my life. Who taught you that? Who taught you that life was not a party? That 94% of the people that we heard about in the beginning who are waiting for things out there to happen and they're not happy until things happen. On some level, we believe I'm not worth it. I'm not loved enough to have health, to have wealth, to have a wonderful home, to have a wonderful relationship, to have a job that is creative and satisfying. 94% of us believe that is the truth, that maybe one day it'll show up. If God loves me enough, it'll come. Well, God does love you enough because it's already inside of you. It's already here waiting for you to say yes to it. And somehow we never got around to lighting that candle of joy that will continue to burn with the enthusiasm and joyful truth within us. To activate that God power waiting for you to have it, you've got to call on it. You have to do the work of co-creating with God the good you're looking for. The candle is not going to light itself. The candle fell down when boom, it was not going to heal no matter how much prayer we were standing around doing. Heal bulb. Okay, bulb dead. Go get new bulb. That's what we need to do. We have to be proactive in our lives to do what we need to do to keep the bulb light lit, to keep our fire within us lit, to keep our creativity going. We have to know that God is at work. Life should be a party, and if it isn't, then you are not showing up for it. As Stretton Smith says in the 4T, life's a banquet, but you have to get up and do it. There's nobody here to wait on you. You've got to get up and go to the banquet and get your food yourself. You've been invited to the party already. You're here. That's your invitation. Nobody is going to invite you. You have to just step up and have fun. That's why people come, oh my God, in Unity, it feels like a clique here. There is no clique here. There are friends who made friends here by stepping up and saying, hello, my name is, and who are you? If you want a friend, be a friend. If you want a relationship, walk up to somebody, be brave enough to say, hi, you're hot. Do that right now. Turn to your neighbor and say, hi, you're hot. Woo! Okay, enough. Woo! Continue that after brunch. Okay, that's or during brunch.
Marsha and John just, they started making out. It's like, it's just, all of a sudden. That's lovely. But do you know the truth of who you are, that you are beautiful, that you are hot, that you're loved? We have to remember the truth of our power and who we are. This is a true story. After a university football practice, the football coach screamed at his team, "Now all you dumbbells, go take a shower." They all jumped up and ran, except for one guy. He sat there, smiling at the coach and nodding. And the coach looked at him and went, "Well?" And the player said, "There certainly were a lot of dumbbells, weren't there, coach?" He knew the truth. Let the dumbbells take a shower. When am I going to, this child of God? We have to remember our worthiness is a holy creation of spirit, especially when other people don't see it because they don't see it in themselves. But as we acknowledge and know that I am the light of the world, I am pure joy in expression. When I know it for myself, I can know it for others, even at Christmas dinner. And you know who I'm talking about. So I invite you to begin Christmas today. Begin the birth of your awareness of who you are this very moment. I am filled with the pure light of divine joy. Let that be your affirmation today and all week. Because truly, and you are literally joy made flesh. Love made flesh. Power made flesh. Who told you that you were not an absolute joy? Who told you that you couldn't have the good that you came to have? Somewhere along the way to this point, you were informed that by the 94%, that you weren't a perfect child of God, that you weren't an absolutely glorious, wonderful person, that you couldn't do anything that you wanted to do in life. You heard that from people who were afraid of their own divinity. You heard that from people who were afraid of their own joy. And so what happened is you took on their identity and you dimmed your light. You turned it down to a pilot light, to almost nothing. You just believed a lie about your divine self, but you can turn that around today by holding to the truth that the lies you were told were from people who were afraid, but it has nothing to do with you. It is not the truth of who you are. Your job is to remember how incredibly wonderful you are, that you are so loved by God. In the Course in Miracles, it says, if we only knew who was with us every moment, we would stop being afraid. Today is time to stop being afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of. You're a child of God living in God's universe. There's nothing to be afraid of with God at work. Right? Right? Absolutely. Your preparation for the most joyful Christmas yet is to drop the idea that you are not God's perfect Christ child, because you are. You might have been told, you're tone deaf, stop singing. You're throwing everybody off. You're throwing everybody off happy birthday. Who cares? Jingle bells, who cares? Sing your song. Who cares? Or you may have heard, you're not talented enough. You're not your brother. Thank you. Yes. Or you have a hereditary problem that can't be changed. You can't do things others can do. You better learn how to do without in your life. So who told us the lies? The teachers, our family, our elders, the community, the church. The 94% of the people who do not believe the truth of who they are. Why did you believe it? Because, you know, they're better, they're smarter, they know things that I don't. They love me and they don't want me to be hurt. But I was, and so were all of us. So it's time today to say, I forgive you for telling me a lie, and I take back my power, and I know that I'm wonderful. The truth is, you can do anything you desire with God leading the way. Anything. Anything. God is just waiting for your permission to say yes. Feel the joy, feel the gratitude. That is what bumps it up to keep us going day after day after day after day. Feeling gratitude when there doesn't seem to be a reason to be grateful. Feeling joy when the last thing I want to do is feel joyful. But that is the difference between a child of God, an aware, awakened child of God, and one waiting for the planet to tell us life is good. In fact, you need joy and gratitude for that to happen. Forgive those who lied to you and told you you don't have what it takes. You do. You're the light of the world. You're a God creation. You've got what it takes. You came through your family because you had something to learn from that group of people. Bless them. Really and truly bless them because they were your greatest teachers. They may have taught you what you don't want more than anything. Now expose the untruth as something that you are moving on from. How many people have to be with family this season? Or people that you know are a little challenging? Okay, I got a tutorial for you. I got a little training here. Okay, whenever you hear anything that you don't like, your only response is, wow, that's wonderful. See, Jesus said, don't resist evil. Agree with your adversary quickly so that you can keep your joy and not throw it away. So your only response is, wow, that's wonderful. Together? Wow, that's wonderful. Again?
Wow, that's wonderful.
And again, like you believe it. Wow, that's wonderful. Okay, so I'm going to give you a question. Your only response is?
Wow, that's
wonderful. Okay, so you gained a little weight this year. You're still not married, I see.
Wow, that's wonderful.
I hear the church you're going to is a cult.
Wow, that's wonderful.
I set you up on a blind date with that divorced guy with seven children. I didn't believe you, that one. Wow, that's wonderful. Sometimes we just have to do what we have to do. Agree with your adversary quickly and keep your joy. Excellent. Excellent. Breathe. So when you see that uncle or that cousin or your mom and dad or your whoever you need to see this year, don't fight. You're a joyful child of God. Everything you need is within you. Whatever they have to say is only an opinion. What they think of you is none of your business. What they think of your life is none of your business. What they think about what you're doing is none of their business. Your job is to forgive them because they forgive them, Father, Mother, God. They don't know what they're saying because they're working through their own stuff. It has nothing to do with you. Just say, thank you, God, and take a breath, close your eyes. Breathe into your heart. Wow, that's wonderful. God is at work. Nobody can take my good away. Wow, that's wonderful. Your cousin blathering on about how wonderful it is for them and not you. How wonderful that is for you and how wonderful for me. We all have our own lives. Let go. Let go of the pain and the fear and anything you've been carrying around and begin Christmas today. And we begin our Christmas meditation with Silent Night. We sing Silent Night. We sing it through twice. And the third time we hum quietly going into our heart. Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright around yon virgin. Mother and child, holy infant, so tender and child, you are that child of God. God is your mother, your father, your creator. Breathe into your heart, let go, and let God reveal everything in your life is wonderful and waiting for you to say yes to it.
second verse. Just a little quieter. Go to your heart. The manger metaphysically is your heart. And the Christ of our being is only born in the joy-filled quiet of our souls. The inn represents the outer world. There's no room in the hustle bustle of every day for that birth to take place. We have to get quiet and turn within to give permission for that birthing process to take place. And we do it by feeling grateful, by feeling joyful, loving, faith-filled, hopeful. Let the light of love fill your being. Let it shine forth into every cell, every tissue, every breath you take, every thought you have. You are giving birth to your God self. Whenever we turn within and allow God to reveal, I am here. Let go and let me do the work. So today the wholeness of God pours forth as strength, vitality, wholeness, and peace in mind and body. The Christ love pours forth its healing light. You are whole and well. Breathe that in. There is no place in your mind or body that is missing God, because you were created of God stuff. Wholeness is your right, and it's happening right now. We quietly affirm the truth that the joy of God brings forth success and abundant good. There's nothing lacking in my life. When I'm filled with joy, enthusiasm, and love for what I'm here to do. My divine plan was set before I got here. All I have to do is agree with it. To feel joyful, to feel gratitude. to get excited about everything pouring into my world. The joy of Christ pours forth, and I am a success in all that I do. Breathe that in. Silent night, holy night, right here, right now. The birth of you is happening now. Feel it. Accept it. Let it happen. Let God be God in you today. Breathe in. Let go. One more breath. And let go. In the quiet of our being, in the silence of the manger within, I let go and let the birth of all good take place. Breathe into your heart, and with joy and love once more we hum Silent Night.
Good morning.